Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Hello, hello. Welcome to our first episode of DM a Dentist.
I'm so excited to be here. I don't know how you feel, Mike, but I'm stoked.
I can't wait. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. I'm just going to be really excited. You know, I thought maybe a good way to kind of get going with the podcast would be to introduce, you know, ourselves, introduce each other, just so that people can, you know, who's speaking and kind of get to know us a little bit. And
who is Dr. Rusty?
So that's me. I'm Dr. Rusty.
And I'm Dr. Mike.
So kind of we thought that to get started, we could do some basic interview questions for each other. That, you know, just are some kind of basic, boring, get to know you things, just so everyone listening can get to know us a little bit. So I'll get started here.
Let's dive in.
Mike, where did you go to dental school and why did you want to become a dentist?
I went to dental school in Richmond, Virginia, VCU, best dental school out there. And
wrong.
I wanted to be a dentist. I found out in, high school. I started working in a free healthcare clinic and also a free dental clinic, and I liked the dental clinic a lot. Patient interactions were more, which I appreciated, but also I like working with my hands, so I grew up kind of doing that as a kid, and I enjoyed it.
Nice.
What about you, Dr. Rusty?
So I went to dental school at Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
So moved across the country out there to Kentucky and did school there, loved it. And you know, I decided to be a dentist. I was actually in college, so I guess a little bit later than you. It was like my sophomore year of college. I was kind of, you know, going the pre-med route, was really kind of planning on going to med school. Always knew growing up that I wanted to be some kind of doctor, but I just didn't know what type exactly. And then a classmate of mine just kind of invited me to like a dental meeting. His dad was a dentist, so I went to that and checked it out, and just decided it was a good fit. Kind of like Mike, I also grew up working a lot with my hands, fixing things. My dad's a carpenter, building things and constructing, fixing stuff, you know, kind of came second nature. And so combining that ability to work with my hands with medicine and science and everything was a perfect fit. So
nice. Yeah. And it seems to have worked out for you.
Yeah, so far.
Here we are. Let's see. So why did we decide to start a blog and a podcast?
I think, you know, at least my main goal with it is definitely to help break down the barrier and the stigma that is you know, dentistry. I think a lot of people are super afraid of the dentist and have a lot of access or barriers to accessing care, rather. You know, whether it's financial, whether it's a fear, anxiety, phobia of the dentist, whether it's not a knowledge of knowing certain things, you know, there's a bunch of reasons people don't come to the dentist.
Yeah.
And so my main goal with the podcast is to try to help, you know, address questions and reduce a lot of those barriers that people might have.
Yeah. I would say my reason for it is we get a bad rap. I mean, dentists have a bad rap and it sucks. I knew that as a kid, but the more and more I spend being a dentist, the more and more I realize that people hate us. And most people don't, which is nice, but there's a lot of fear that surrounds our profession. So hopefully this kind of, you know, podcast can break down a couple things for you and make things less scary. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a scary guy. I feel like I'm not. Tell me if I'm not.
I'm pretty scared.
But
so many people are scared of us though. When we walk into a room, you know, I'll ask, I'm sure you get the same thing. I'll walk in and just, you know, basic, how are you? Nice to meet you. And so many times I get the, well, I'm okay, but I really don't want to be here, or, you know, nothing against you, but I just hate the dentist. I want to get out of here as quick as I can. You know, I've actually had someone say like, I'm not interested in small talk. Let's just like do the exam and go. And okay, let's, yeah.
Yeah, it's it sucks. I mean, it's not like you're hurting our feelings. We want you to be comfortable, right? But the goal of this is kind of, you know, make you feel more comfortable, and hopefully we can break down a couple of those barriers.
For sure.
It's not as scary as it used to be, I promise. We have changed. Us new dentists are different.
So we both live in Portland, Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest. So we're two dentists that live here in Portland, Oregon. Mike, what do you love about living in the Pacific Northwest or Portland specifically?
The nature is beautiful to me. The food is phenomenal. And then, so I grew up in Florida. So this is completely different to me, and I love it every single day. It's way better. It rains a lot, but I love rain. So, and the sun is so much more beautiful here than Florida. No offense.
You appreciate it more when it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. There, it's sure. Stunning. Yeah, so yeah, I love stunning. It. What about you?
So similar to Mike, I'm not from the Pacific Northwest. Oregon is actually the seventh state that I've lived in. So I'll rattle them off for you. Texas, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, Kentucky, and I guess six. Wait, is it six?
Idaho, Kentucky, Utah.
Texas, Idaho, Utah, Kentucky.
We can count, Wyoming. I promise.
Oh, six.
Six. Six.
Yeah, Oregon. So six state I've lived in. Yeah. So I moved around a lot for my parents' work, for school, et cetera. And so yeah, have definitely moved around, lived all over the country, and have done a good amount of traveling to different state parks and national parks throughout. But I will say the Pacific Northwest has some of the most beauty in the entire U.S. for sure. I mean, there's these massive forests and trees everywhere. It's so green. All the national forests and Mount Hood being close by. I mean, I love the accessibility to the outdoors, Mount Hood being an hour away and the coast being an hour away. So
yeah, I love Portland city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great.
Right. Yeah. And I work literally right downtown Portland. And he works, you know, just in Northwest Portland. So we're in a cool spot. So, going back to the podcast a little bit more, we're going to do kind of our main goal with the podcast as DM a dentist is to have people, you, submit questions to us. And our goal is to help break down and answer any questions you might have. You know, how does something work? What is this? Different ways that we think and approach things. We'd love to share that with you so that you can kind of know that what we think. And we're going to have kind of a few different segment ideas that we've had to discuss and help answer some things. So Mike, can you kind of break down what segments we're planning to do for the show?
Rusty, I can. I would love to.
Thank you.
As you know, we have a website called Dose of Dental. And on that website, we have a page called WTF. And it's more so like a what the filling page where we kind of delineate a couple dental terms that, you know, aren't really common to people that aren't dentists. So one of our segments is going to be what the filling. And so that'll kind of break down a couple of things that are, you know, maybe relevant in the news. They're going to be dental related, but things that are kind of up and coming news stories. And then we're going to have a topic discussion portion, and that's going to be questions that you guys submit to us. So those will be questions that are relevant to you. We'll answer those and then we'll kind of interview people. So that'll be the majority of the podcast would be kind of like answering your questions, making things kind of more understandable to you. And yeah, those are that's the meat and potatoes, as the Southern kids would say, of the podcast.
And, you know, again, one of our main goals is to answer your questions and, you know, have your voice be heard on the podcast and help you.
Rusty, how do they ask questions to us?
Yeah, great question, Mike. The best way to do that is going to be through our Instagram. So our Instagram is Your Daily Dose of Dental, and you can just literally DM us on there. That's going to be the quick and easiest way. Another way to also do it is going to be through our website. Again, that's doseofdental.com. We have a separate page on there function to submit a question directly to us. We'll get that question, see it.
And the first 15 questions, Rusty's going to give $15,000, I forget.
we didn't discuss that in quite enough detail. But
so details to come on that. So stay tuned.
Definitely submit some questions. We'll figure something out. Surprise to me, though.
Rusty, do you have any advice for people that dread going to the dentist?
You know, I mean, a lot of times I feel like if you're afraid of going to the dentist, it's things that have been passed on down to you. Things that have come, you know, a lot of people that are afraid of the dentist, their parents are also afraid, or their friends are afraid, people around them that are afraid. And there's a variety of reasons that people might be afraid. And so I always suggest trying to discuss that with your dentist, with the team when you're scheduling, with the assistant that's taking your x-rays, with whoever you encounter throughout the dental practice, the hygienist, the assistant, the front desk, me or Mike, any of the team or your doctor that you see, and just trying to express your concerns, your fears, your anxiety, your questions, just like you can express to us your questions when you're at the dental office, do the same and let your voice be heard. Because if you don't let us know what you're afraid of or what exactly your hesitancies, fears, anxieties center around, it's harder for us to address and make that more comfortable for you.
I agree. It upsets me when I see a new patient and they're scared. And then they're like, wow, you're answering my question. That is our job. Like, yeah. I'm not in a rush. Like, it's supposed to be your time delineated at this amount of time. I'm here to answer your questions. So
for sure,
whatever you have, I mean, that's what we're here for. And we should be there to make you feel comfortable. So whatever you need.
Yeah.
And I mean, think, within reason.
I think I remember learning in dental school that doctor is Latin for to teach. And so that's your job, is to teach your patient. And our job is to teach you as our patient, what needs to be done and what we're seeing in ways that, you know, your health could be improved in ways that if, you know, what we need to
but
do.
But also if on your intake form, right, if you don't want to see photos, if you don't want to see x-rays, you just want to know the least amount possible, and that's something that'll help you be more comfortable, let me know. Right. I don't have to show that to you.
For sure, for sure.
So yeah, I don't know. We can tailor things to you. So we want to tailor it to you.
Yeah, what are some ways in your office or your practice that you can kind of tailor care to people? Because, you know, people probably aren't aware maybe of different... you know, like at my practice, we call it our comfort item or our comfort menu. So what are some ways in your practice that you help to make people a little more comfortable, a little relaxed, build that trust and rapport with them a little quicker?
Yeah. So I do like to know on the intake form when it's like, do you have anything you'd like to talk about on the paper that you fill out before you see me? You know, what makes you more comfortable? Like what do you need to be comfortable? So that's one thing. It's kind of nice to know when we're going in. But we offer a variety of services like noise-canceling headphones or like weighted blankets, sedation. There's a lot of things. Do those necessarily help with a new patient appointment? Not as much, because there's a lot of like I'm talking to you, things like that. But for treatment, we can really take away a lot of the anxiety with various items. But the new patient appointment is a bit difficult because you're there to meet me, essentially. I'm there to meet you. So we don't like to, I mean, we can totally do sedation for a new patient appointment. It's not ideal, but we're willing to do it. But a couple of things that we do offer for the new patient appointment is, I mean, I think our dental assistants are the best. I mean, they're kind, friendly. They'll do anything that you want. Like they're just great people. They want to get to know you too. So that kind of is where we kind of set ourselves apart. We want to treat you like family. I mean, it's not like, you know, like 20 years ago, it's like, I have people that sit down and they're like, oh, it's like I go in, I'm not treated like, you know, we wanted to get to know you. I mean, in my practice, we've had patients there for generations, like grandparents, great grandparents, kids. Like, so yeah, we want to be a part of your family.
For sure.
What about you, kiddo?
I love that. Well, you know, we actually have in each of our operatories, we have kind of a comfort menu, comfort item. When we see new patients, typically we're doing an exam and they're seeing our hygienist and getting a cleaning that same day. Not always, but typically we try to accommodate and get people their teeth cleaned. So a lot of the comfort items at least play a role for that second half for the cleaning when they're getting their teeth cleaned. And again, similar to you, you know, we have noise canceling headphones. So big over the top headphones that really block the noise out well. A lot of the sounds, the scraping, the drilling, the suction, a lot of that can be really, you know, offsetting to some people. So the noise canceling headphones.
Even to me, contrary to popular belief, I don't like the noise.
I don't like the noise in the office either. I wear headphones when I work, earplugs rather. There are some dental specific noise canceling earplugs that I wear because listening to that high speed drill all day and the suction is not fun. So
if anyone out there is creating something in dentistry that's silent, hit me up. I'd love to be a part of it.
So number one item, noise canceling headphones for sure. That's great. Weighted blankets, we have those. Comfort blankets and pillows as well to help with the headrest. Some people have neck or back issues, and so trying to help.
He also offers essential oils.
We have essential oils. A lot of the smells are really offsetting in a dental office too. No one likes walking in and smelling, you know, the smells of whether it's the bonding agents we use or occasionally your mouth can also have some smells in it sometimes. And so we have essential oils that we will put on like a 2x2 cotton gauze. We have different, I think we have like 3 or 4 different scents, essential oils, lavender, peppermint, things like that you can choose from. And we've got, you know, shaded glasses to help keep the bright lights out and away from your face. We've got squeezed stress balls that can help. All of these things. We also allow patients to bring their service animal. And so if someone's really anxious and has a well-behaved small dog that can sit on their lap all the time, we let them, you know, sit on their lap and hang out. I'm a big dog person.
If you need that, please.
Yeah. Our whole office goes absolutely crazy when we have a dog in. They love it. Everyone has to pop in and say hi. So if you bring your dog to the appointment, you might have to say hi to a little bit more of the team just because they want to meet your pooch.
Service animal wink.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as they're well-behaved, I think that's great.
And a service animal by state law.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And by state law.
Yep. So...
Another, you know, what are other common fears people have at the dentist? I think the big things are the noises, the sounds, maybe claustrophobia. And then the big one, I think, is needles.
Yeah. You
know, the actual injection.
And I think I see a lot of people that are embarrassed. And I try to tell people, like, you do realize that I see people that are worse. I see people that are better. Like, that is, my job is to see that. Like, it's, you should not be embarrassed.
Like, are you saying they're embarrassed for the
condition?
They're
embarrassed for me to see what's like
how,
in their mouth.
How their mouth looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I try to tell them, like, that it is my job.
So maybe they're having, like, some self-consciousness
very prominent thing.
Right.
So if you find a dentist near you and you want to see them, why don't you see if you can set up a phone call with them? If you're very anxious, mm-hmm. I would have no problem calling a new patient and
talking to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, after work.
Just discuss.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I would probably do it during my work day.
Oh,
I wouldn't do it after work.
I meant during work.
But I would absolutely call a patient, and I do that, you know, before and after treatment for really anxious people. Definitely anytime I'm doing an advanced procedure or surgery, I'm always calling people and contacting them.
Checking
so I certainly have no problem contacting patients and reaching out directly to.
Yeah, we even thought about starting a new, like, you know, 2 days before we do a televisit and we walk you through that's like a televisit with the front desk. They walk you through your insurance, talk about your benefits.
Right.
And then for a couple minutes, you talk to me, kind of get to know me a little bit, all before your new patient appointment.
Could save some time.
That's kind of cool. It's like a 5 to 10 minute video chat, but at least you get to be a little more comfortable. And this team member would walk around the office and kind of show you a little bit.
Get to see the space.
And a lot of anxiety comes from not knowing what to expect.
Right.
Even coming down to, like, parking.
Right.
People are like, where do I park? Where do I go? What do I do? Yeah. Who do I say hi?
Just the event of getting there
could be stressful. So even then, like, if you were to go do, like, a little televisit and get to know where to park, what to do, how to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a
great
idea.
Great idea. Yeah.
Let's do it.
What are some ways that you offset people's anxiety or nerves around the least fun part of what we do, which is, you know, the dreaded shot, the injection, the needle? How do you help people avoid that, get past that, and be a little more comfortable during that process?
Yeah. It's funny because I also don't love needles.
Sure.
So I had dental work.
I mean, I think if you were like, oh, I love getting a needle in my mouth, I'd be a little concerned.
Well, fun fact, I had dental work done by a buddy of mine, not him, and I refused to get a shot.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't?
I did not
get
numb. No.
Wow.
And that was worse.
Yeah.
So then we had to stop, and I had to get numb in the middle of it. So I'm like, mm.
Then you had the worst of both worlds.
Worst of both worlds. But what I do specifically is we both use topical.
Yep.
And these days, topical numbing agents really do, they're very powerful.
It's like a little numbing jelly that goes on a Q-tip. We put it in the area that we're going to place the needle before it goes in, and it helps to numb the gums or cheek in that area to help make it more comfortable.
Yeah. And then I do a lot of cheek movement, pull on the cheek, and I've had people that say they don't even feel it, which is what you love.
It's always nice.
That just makes me want to sing.
Yeah.
I also do a lot of singing while I work, which, love it or hate it.
I was going to say distraction's the key. So that's the cheek pulling, the shaking.
The singing, good or bad.
The singing. I always try to make small talk with my assistant throughout the procedure regardless, but especially while I'm, you know, giving some anesthetic, giving that shot. I definitely am trying to, hey, how was lunch? How was your weekend? What did you do this week? Anything fun? New shows you're watching?
With the assistant. I also do that. Yeah. And if you guys out there that are patients, if you hate that, let me know. I feel like it's a good thing.
Yep.
Like I'm through the entire procedure where your mouth is open and I'm working, I talk. Because I feel like silence would almost be worse. But if you hate that.
We have the music in the overhead speakers, so there's a little noise. Some people, again, have the noise-canceling headphones, or we'll put Bluetooth headphones in, listen to music, audiobook, podcast, listen to us while we're in the dental chair. I don't know if that would be necessarily fun.
I have a bad habit of I sing so much while I work.
That's not, I don't think that's a bad habit. I think it's nice. I think you've actually had patients give you some positive reviews.
Yeah, I've had a couple of reviews online. They're like, he sings while he works. Like,
now, if I was singing, I did not have a nice singing voice, so you wouldn't want to hear me, but you can actually sing a little.
I think the more you practice, the better you get. So yeah, I think that dentistry is, I think it is scary, especially if you don't know about it. I mean, we've been doing it for years, so we know what to expect, how to expect, but anything, like even when I go to something new, it's scary.
You know, even when I'm in the dental chair, I wouldn't say I'm scared, but I know that it's not going to be the most comfortable experience.
You know, I had my blood pressure taken for a dental appointment and mine was raised.
Right.
I'm like, I practically live here.
Yeah. But when you're in that chair, you're in the different chair.
You're in a different spot. Yeah. We're moving 2 inches here.
Right.
Size does matter. But yeah, dentistry is scary. Yeah. Have we come a long way in dentistry? Yeah. It used to hurt 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
A lot. Now it's almost painless. We can't take away pressure. That's the thing that people are a little bit upset about still. And I am too. I mean, but pressure is something we can't numb.
I mean, modern medicine is a wonderful thing.
I mean, we have sedation. Rusty and I both do sedation, and that, I mean, I would say works for 90% of people.
Oh yeah. I mean, we do, minimal sedation. It's really easy. You take just a pill. It's basically like a Xanax or a Valium. And then we can combine in the nitrous, which is the laughing gas on top of that. And that really helps people that are really nervous. You know, a little anecdote, I had a patient who, she was super nervous to see me. We had done her comprehensive exam and a cleaning already. She came back in to just sign some consent forms and get some vital signs, you know, blood pressure, pulse, oxygen percentage in your blood, those sort of things. And she thought she was just coming to sign forms. So she thought she would just be at the front desk to sign a form. But we needed to bring her back into the dental operatory to actually get the blood pressure, the vitals, go through a consent, discuss the procedure, all those things we needed to do before she's sedated. And just her being back in the back office, you know, really upset her quite a bit. Put her into a bit of a frenzy for sure. Me walking into the room, she began literally bawling instantly and said she needed some time. So we gave her that space. You know, I think we gave her 10, 15 minutes to sit there and gather her thoughts and composure and you know, basically just chill and hang out. And then I cautiously reapproached and just engaged in conversation and just started talking with her again and you know, did the necessary procedure, consent, and filled everything out. Long story short, she came for the actual procedure a few weeks later, had adequate sedation. We added in some laughing gas on top. And every time I asked her how she was doing through the procedure, sleepy.
and with the sedation we do, there's like an amnestic effect sometimes, so people don't even remember it, which is great.
It's like 50% of people forget some or all of the procedure.
Same thing happened to me. I mean, it happens all day long. You're not alone. That's what's nice. And not, I don't say nice to know, but like, you're not, it's not an independent experience.
Right.
There's a ton of people every day
that are nervous, anxious to see us.
We had a patient that had to come back for a consult because I needed to explain the treatment plan with their significant other. And the patient couldn't even be in the consult room or the lobby to be explained to. So it was explained to the significant other. And we had to do the entire thing with the patient out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which I'll do.
Sure.
So we did it. But with the sedation, they came in and were perfect. I mean, the whole time. It was great.
We got you do. And with this level of sedation we're doing, at least in the state of Oregon, and I think most states, if not all states, you do have to have a responsible adult guardian that comes with you to the procedure for the level of sedation because it's a controlled substance. So you technically cannot drive under the influence of it. You need someone there to be responsible for you. So that is one, again, additional barrier. I've had a couple people that want the sedation but don't have a trusted adult. They want to get an Uber or ride the bus or something like that, which you do need an adult. And I will say, even if you're going to ride the bus or an Uber or Lyft, that's fine, as long as you have an adult with you that's going to ride with you, monitor, and stay with you. Because the worst case scenario could be, hypothetically, you're sedated, your dentist sends you away in an Uber, and, you know, who knows what could happen there if you're by yourself. So you definitely want to have that responsible person there. And honestly, not only for during, after the procedure, also is going to be nice to have them there if you need some soups or some ice packs or a little more TLC to have. So it's good to have someone in your corner.
They're heavy drugs. Yeah. I mean, you need someone. Also, to do this type of sedation, we had to have special training for it.
Right, and special permits in the state that you're licensed in as well. So if you, that would be another caveat I will say too, if you're considering sedation, make sure you look up your dentist on their website and make sure they're licensed and have that permit. I mean, every state has a way you can look up licensed doctors in the state. In Oregon, it's oregon.gov, verify license. And you can verify, you can look up either of us or any doctor in the state that's licensed healthcare provider and see what permits they have. So if you looked us up, you'd see our minimal sedation permits on there.
So, yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of our goals for the podcast is, you know, everything ranging from breaking down the barriers, us discussing questions, and just number one is to make you feel more comfortable with us as dentists and, you know, just realize we're two normal people, just two dudes who live in the Pacific Northwest. And yeah, we're dentists. That's my day job. But also we do a lot of other fun stuff, normal things. We're both normal people that also don't love being in the dental chair ourselves. And so that's a normal thing. And we're here to help break that barrier down and help help you feel more comfortable so that you can get the care you need.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's easier to, you know, take charge of your care if you kind of understand who's providing it to you.
Right.
And we're not independent. I'm obviously friends with a lot of dentists. They're all great. I mean, they're normal people. Are there bad dentists? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot out there, but there's also really amazing people out there. So you just gotta, you know, find your people.
And not everyone's going to be the right fit. I'm not the right fit for every patient.
Correct.
You're not every dentist is going to be the right fit for you. And so you as a patient need to find the right person for you. And, you know, there's a bunch of ways you can help figure that out. And you need to be informed of who they are, what's going on.
I think, another one of our goals for the podcast is kind of to give you the information you need to make decisions for your own care.
Yeah.
We're going to probably go through like how to read your own x-ray or how to read your own dental chart. Like there's just things that were nice for you to know. So if you do end up, or even if you just move and need to find a new dentist, like you have that with you.
How to find a dentist, what to look for.
Yeah. So I think it's important. And yeah, like Rusty said, the single dentist is not right for everyone. So find one that's good for you. And we're hopefully going to help you there.
Yeah.
Or come see us.
Yeah. If you live in Portland.
Certainly.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're super excited about the podcast and to help share the information and the knowledge that we have with you so that you can be both more informed as a patient and more comfortable in the dental chair. So
yeah, and we're really excited to, we have a couple of really cool episodes coming out soon. So stay tuned and reach out to us on our website or on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.
Right on. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.